Well, like I told you, we had the dairy up there, but nowadays they have these dairy farms. They have a regular milk room where they separate their milk. They use separators, you know, and they have coolers and all that. I reckon they just call a milk room. I don't know why. I saw a dairy.
Okay. What do you call the place where you keep your stock?
Where we'd keep them?
Where, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the kind winter, of, you mean?
Or just any time, just a general area.
Well,
around the barn.
A pasture field, or a barn lot.
Okay.
Usually they have a fence around the barn to corral them in.
Did you ever raise cotton or anything?
My mother has.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're weeding cotton with a hoe, have a special term for that?
Now, I was small. I don't remember how she hoed the cotton. I don't know.
I just wonder if you ever heard the word to chop cotton.
Chop it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We chopped out corn. We chopped out.
But that means what? Just clearing weeds out?
Yes. Chopping out the field.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special names for grass that grows where you don't want it? Say
grows
in a field, or in a cotton field, just weeds. Any special types or name for just unwanted?
I don't know. Now I know that old Bermuda, when it got started, it would take the place, take everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnson grass, that's another thing that grows in among crops.
Mm-hmm. What do you call just the place where you grow your crops? It's a pretty general term.
Well, most of the people who have just little truck farms, they call them gardens, don't they?
Mm-hmm. It's even larger.
Or a
you
truck
might
patch.
Say a man goes out
little
into
truck
the,
patch,
mm, every day. If it's quite
out
large.
To the field.
Right, okay. And I guess you had different types of enclosures. Say if it was woven or nailed pieces of wood to enclose.
Most time they had a picket fence around a garden.
Are there any other words you've heard for a picket fence?
Paneling. Oh, no, wait a minute. Besides picket? Paling fence. That's it.
Yeah.
I knew it'd come to me directly.
How about
paling?
Sometimes if you've got
pickets, you know, are a little more classy, and paling's just any old thing woven among with wire wove around.
If you've got an animal that you don't want to escape, you might stretch a kind of wire between poles. Now, what do you call that?
If you have what?
An animal that you don't want to get out of the field, and you have poles and you stretch wire between the poles to form a fence. But what do you call that kind of wire? It's got little
barbed wire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other type?
Have heavy barbs on it. It'll keep them back.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll jag them if they get into it.
Right. Well, you've got a picket fence. What other type of fences do you have? What would be the opposite of a?
Oh, rail fence. We used to have rail fences out there in the country.
Well, what holds the planks up? The thing in the ground.
The post.
Okay, and if you had.
But now, if you have a rail fence, the kind I had, they didn't have posts.
Oh, they go.
The rails start. Yeah.
Yeah.
They braced each other, I imagine.
Yeah. And if you've got more than one thing in the ground, what do you have? Got two
posts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
that's generally where the gate was, you know.
Right. if you have a